You spoke those words, let there be light, and there was. And in that same breath, the stars fell in line with one voice, creation cried, you do all things well. You do all things well, so be praised, be praised forever and always.
Come on, lift those hands, open up your mouths wherever you are. Father, you get the glory, you get the glory.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing
the beat in the mix. in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track. On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Today is in a bad condition. You can't read, you can't watch, and you can't look. Because when you do, all you get is bad news. But Jesus is soon to come, and that's going to be good news. Bad news. Anymore. Every time you look in the newspaper, all you see is bad news. You can't even watch television no more. When you watch television, it's nothing but bad news. But that's alright. When I think about the state of Colorado, over at a high school one day, two young men took a gun. Went in and killed and took a lot of lives. Strangest thing that happened that day, there was one young girl. The young man pointed the gun at her and said, "I want to know if you believe in God." But with a gun pointed in her face, that young lady said, "Yes, I'm saved. And I know I got religion." She stood up for Jesus. And that make me have to say again, listen, bad news everywhere. When I think about my hometown in Houston, Texas, there was five beautiful little children one day playing around in the house, and the devil got busy. Yes, he did. One by one, that woman took those five little children, and they all had Bible names. A little girl named Mary Rex, a little boy named Luke, and another one named John. But oh, she took them, all five of them. She taken them one by one and drowned them in the bathtub. That oldest little boy wanted to live so bad. He couldn't figure out what was going on. But they all lost their lives. You know what that was? Bad news everywhere. Bad news everywhere. Bad news. Oh, everywhere. That's all right. I'll be so glad when Jesus comes. One more thing. let me talk about New York. A lot of people call it 911. One day I was at home watching the television. All of a sudden, I saw a plane glide through a building. And a few minutes later, another plane glided through the second tower. I got to thinking the other day, all those families that are still devastated for the loss of their loved ones. But oh, for a senseless reason, that was bad news. But I, one of these days, Jesus is coming back. But just let me say again, bad news everywhere. Bad news. Jesus is coming back, and look like I can see him riding on the cloud, telling his people, y'all get ready, it's getting ready to be good news. I want to be ready that day. Those five little children over in Houston, Texas, on Mount with wings of an eagle. Those children in Colorado, they're going to get up one day. I know they will. All of my loved ones that's going to left me here, they're going to get up in mountain wings. Talking about the good news. Ah, good news. Good God Almighty. Ah, good news. Ah, good news. Ah, good news.
I love the way that you love me. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Esther Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus. Oh, with real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Starting at the 8th verse, says, oh, Jesus, see, oh, Yes, it is, son.
Lost is the one that found refuge in him.
Look at him. Let me talk about him.
On Monday, Lord, Tuesday, Lord, Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
It gets sweeter than the day before.
Yeah.
Sweeter than the day before.
How many of y'all know it gets
sweeter than the day before?
All you gotta do is just wait on the Lord.
The day before.
And he will strengthen your heart. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
From the honeycomb. Look at here, yeah. Tell them
thank you,
Jesus. Somebody ought to tell my God thank you for what you've done for me back on Calvary.
I just want to look up to heaven and I'll say, yeah.
Yes, Lord, yeah.
To your will
and to your way.
Lord, I will. Lord, I will trust you. And I'll never down to love.
My father used to sing every time he got ready to start a state meeting. Every time it was time for YPWW, he's the YPWW president for 39 years. He was an old president. But praise God, he sang, hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. because he told me to come and bring unto him. One I came day, and I laid him at the altar.
When the glory comes,
oh God, he's good, isn't
he? It will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on to the finish. And when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, glory. Oh,
in revival, ooh, Lordy, you know you would get drunk right about here. And somebody would just hit fire. And them old mothers, they would say, you better call a baby. Anybody remember when you first got saved back in the day? They would say, call him by name. Somebody say, Jesus. Come on, say, Jesus. Listen, some country called make me act like hillbillies. I don't know what they do. I just feel like, you know that thing gets. Nothing called. Y'all know that type of dance, y'all. Y'all like that new stuff. Y'all like that new stuff. But I come up on this stuff.
Making a lot of money, don't bother me. He said, what worries me is I have a soul to save. And he said, Tommy, he said, one of these days, he said, this goes for you and me. We got to get ready, because the Lord is coming to carry us home one day. And he said, Tommy, I want to say this to you. You know what he said? Oh!
talked about, you won't be rebuked and scorned. Every day will be like Sunday. And I can imagine in my mind hearing him say these words right here.
The pain, it saturates everything. What's the answer? People dying, mothers crying, hearts aching. Sickness spreading, honestly, I hope it's fading. Everywhere I see negativity, yeah.
Sky is falling down. Most of
thoughts would just ignore it. Searching every day for answers, confused at what they find. The struggle is real to keep an open mind. Sometimes hard to explain how I really feel. Even though I don't see it, the heart knows what's real. And even on my bad days, I still, oh, I, oh, I just believe. You never disappoint. There's no doubt in me, and that's why I just believe. We live in a world full of hate, but there's more love, and I'm a witness. People giving up every day, losing faith, but I'm holding on. I'm really in this. I don't worry about tomorrow. If I make it there, I'm good. You're holding me, and I'm trusting you. Wouldn't trade this life if I could. Not that easy to explain how I really feel. Even though I don't see it, the heart knows what's real, yeah. And even on my bad days, I still,
up on your feet. Don't just listen to the groove of the beat, but take your time and listen to me. See, life is short, death is long, so I came today to sing my dance song. So I can give my dance on. I won't let nothing stop me. Move out my way and don't try to block me. See, life is short, death is long, so I came today to get my dance.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase
fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Hold on, it's gonna get better.
Oh.
every blood bought trophy of great. Just to worship with me right quick. At the end of the day, we all bleed red, whether you're black or white. We're all precious in his sight. I want everybody to lift those hands right there. Come on. This song is just talking about grace is red. Only but by the grace of God are we saved. No matter the color of your skin, you are a winner. Because grace is red. Choir, I need you to help me right here. Come on, what is the highest praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Can you lift your voice with him and say it? What you got to say? The grace of God. The blood of Jesus. Come on, choir. Hallelujah. Grace. Come on, Chris.
No matter what the color of the skin, we were all born to win. Brother, brother, let's all take a stand. The injustice going on, let's join hands.
How many of y'all know grace is red?
Grace is red.
Come on.
Grace is red. Grace is red.
Grace is red.
We will fight.
Freedom rings.
Come on, lift your voice one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the highest praise? Come on, sing it. Grace is red. Come on. Grace is red. We got one more word. Never stop dreaming. Come on.
Never stop dreaming. And never stop believing. Destiny is awaiting you. Sister, sister. Mother, don't you give up. You shall rise above it all.
Come on.
We will fight for what is right. Deep in our hearts.
Come on.
Love keeps inside. We shall overcome and walk as one.
Number one. We need peace.
God, we want peace.
From the north to the east. To the south,
because grace is red.
From the White House, to your house, we will fight.
We
come
will
on,
fight.
To freedom ring,
until freedom ring.
Come on, everybody.
Yes, it is.
Everybody can say this. Hallelujah. What is the highest praise that you can give him right now? Hallelujah. We thank you for the grace is red. Because he died on the cross for us. So we-
It's not your shoes, it's not even you, yeah. mighty big man, but I can't. Sunday, I made Jesus my all and all. And from now on, when I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I don't trust in him, I'll be less than a man, because I can't live,
hallelujah,
without you holding my hand. Lord, I
Stellar Award Winning Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat. In the mix.
Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
This is the day that the Lord have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
Now, let's join Reverend Michael A. Austin of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, in Lewisburg, North Carolina, 27549. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, and God bless you, my brother. To all who are listening this morning, God bless you. We pray that your day is off to a good start, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I hope at some point you have paused to thank God, amen, for another day, realizing that he made the day, but didn't have to let us be in the day, amen. So if you find yourself this morning, amen, being alive and well, amen, you ought to give God glory, amen, just for that, amen. It should be a good day, amen, for you, because you're here, amen, yet in the land of the living, amen. And I prayed it this morning that all, amen, are doing well. We give God praise, amen, for our space on this radio station, and we thank God certainly for the kind hearts of co-pastor Gladys Smith, amen, and the wonderful apostle, amen, Barbara Watkins, amen, and the Christian Life Church who have, amen, opened a door and gave us a space, amen, to come in and to share the word of God, amen, on at a time such as this. And this is Pastor Michael A. Alston. I am the senior pastor of the Holy Missionary Baptist Church, 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina, where we believe that everybody's somebody and Jesus is Lord, and prayer still works. This morning, my brothers and my sisters, amen, I would that you would visit with me in the book of the Psalms, And I have one verse that has had my attention arrested, amen, all weekend. And I woke up this morning, amen, and was wondering, Lord, where should I go? And this is the place where he's landing me. Amen. So we're going to see what the Lord has to say to us this morning through Psalm 46 and verse 10. Before we go there, let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come to you as humble as we know how. We want to give you thanks, Lord Jesus, just for another day. Thank you, God, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. Thank you, because according to the Lamentations, thank you for the brand new mercies, amen, that was renewed this morning just for us. Thank you, Lord. God, that you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Now, Lord, I ask you, Lord, for teaching, preaching power. Lord, that you will help me, God, now to articulate and to bring forth, God, explanation and inspiration. Lord, that will lead to transformation, God, from this your word. Now, Lord, I yield to the Holy Ghost that he may have his way. And, Lord, that what is spoken on this radio station today, God, by this your servant, be that of your words and your words alone. And, Father God, someone, Father God, will ultimately, God, be touched. And somebody, Father God, who's lost will hear and ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, this is this preacher's prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms 46 and 10 to me has a very, very powerful, powerful command, which says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. My brothers and my sisters, in a time now as such, we live a very complex, troubling, questionable society to where it seems that everything that can happen is happening. And to further insult that, it seems that wrong is being looked over while right is not getting its just attention. We live in a time now where men have no regard for man's life, and men have, it's like what Paul told Timothy, they have become lovers of themselves. Paul goes on to tell Timothy that these are perilous times, and in our churches we have those that will not accept, they will not embrace, they cannot endure, will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap themselves teachers having itching ears. they will be unholy. They will be unthankful. They will be proud, boastful, unthankful to parents. And then he says one crucial part in that discourse, he says, they will have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. My brothers and my sisters, as we live from day to day and as we frequent our places of worship, it seems that we are coming in and we have a form of worship, and it seems that we're coming in and we're looking for God to give us a quick answer, a quick reprieve from the troubles and the trials that we face. When we come in looking for God to help us and to deliver us, but we have not given him what he asked us to do, and that is worship. He says he desires those to worship him and to do that in spirit and in truth. But now, is this though that we are looking for answers as quick as microwave dinners, and we want things right now, and we want God to listen to us, but who's listening to him? We are reacting to everything, and we are running, and we are trying to find a word in the Bible to answer man's problems, and we're thinking we got to have an answer for everything. We're looking here and there, everywhere. We're putting together things quickly, trying to give answer to pacify, but never satisfy. People are coming to the Lord. They're coming just close enough to be informed, but they will not come close enough to be transformed. Having the knowledge of him, but denying the power thereof. And we have today, and I see us in a place where everybody's looking and they're asking the question, where is God? Where is God in the midst of the chaos that's going on in the world? Where is God even when our churches seem to be falling apart? Where is God? I tell you where he is. He's where he's always been. He's on the throne. He's in his place. He's managing the affairs of the world. And we are panicking, amen, at things. We are jumping haphazardly at things, and we are failing to do what God has told us to do. What did he tell us to do, Pastor? Well, I tell you what he told us to do. If we were to look at the book of Proverbs, and in the Proverbs, he says about the fifth chapter, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. When I was a young boy, when I was of age to drive and 18, 19, to go out and to do things, without having my parents take me, and I could drive and I could get out there to do what I wanted to do. Because I can drive, I can go places. When I was out of my parents' sight, I can go do what I fair well pleased to do. But what I failed to realize is that although I was outside of my father's sight, I was not outside of his circle, amen, that would feed back to him my actions. And when I would go outside of my father's instructions, my deeds would beat me back home. Mm-hmm. And when I would get in trouble, and I didn't know what to do, my dad would come and ask me about what I was troubled about, and I thought he was asking me for information. But I didn't realize that he already knew what my dilemma was. And so I had to learn that when my father came and asked me a question, not that he knew, not that he didn't know that he needed to be informed. He just needed to know, was I going to be upfront with him? What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is that if we would go back to the very first verse of this discourse of Psalm 46, it states that God is our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. My brothers and my sisters, until we can understand who God is and realize that he's there for us and that God has a ear bent towards our mouth and that he will hear our cry and that we don't have to run off every notion. We don't have to run behind every dilemma. We don't have to crumble at every problem. We don't have to fall at every displeasure. But we can remember that he is our refuge and he is our strength. Not only that, but when trouble does come, because you do know that trouble will come and you ain't got to look for it. Trouble will come to your house and find you. But I found out, my brothers and my sisters, that my escape from trouble is not to run, amen, and I don't know where I'm going. Amen. Anytime trouble presents itself, amen, to run, amen, and you don't know what you're running from, amen, and to run and don't know what you're running to only gives you more trouble. I tell people all the time that peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is knowing where to go when trouble comes. My brothers and my sisters, God is our refuge. Yeah, he is our strength. Paul would speak to this. Paul said, it was not until I became weak, and that's when I realized that he was strong. You can't be strong and God be strong at the same time. You have to realize that your total dependency is in God's help. It is in him we live, we move, we have our being. And as the song was being played before I came up, you can't even walk unless he's holding your hand. I love that song because I've learned that not only can I walk with him not holding my hand, not only can I not walk if he don't hold my hand, but I can't do nothing without him. Amen. A lot of time, my brother, my sister, we're trying to move forward with God's agenda without God's permission, with God's agenda without his amen. And when every time we stick ourselves out there without being behind God, amen, we'll wade into trouble every time. But my brothers and my sisters, I want to speak to us now, amen, of the body of Christ, amen, who are struggling, amen, in your right doing. Amen. It seems that everything you're doing, it seems to be not going nowhere. You take a step forward and you fall two steps back. It seems that your dilemma just will not go away. And it seems that all every time you turn around, there's trouble. There's trouble. If it ain't that, it's this. If it ain't this, it's that. That was a word this morning, my brothers and my sisters, I want to share with all who are listening to me. Because if we would learn how to run to God, amen, in the time of trouble, and we would learn how to understand that when we call on him, we don't have to ask him to come. We got to realize he's already there. It's in the scriptures right here. He's our refuge. He's our strength. Listen, he's a present help in a time of trouble. It is Jesus that said, I will never leave nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the age. But if you're going to try to handle your own problems, amen, God is going to let you do it. Because if he needed your help, amen, amen, if he needed your help, amen, he would let you know. But amen, but he don't need your help. We need his help in everything that we do. Listen, then come on down now. Let's get to this 10th verse, and I'm going to let you go today. Listen, and then it goes on to say, listen, until you realize that he's our refuge and that he's our strength, until you realize he's a very present help in time of trouble. You will not be able to do what is said in verse 10, because there comes a time, my brothers and my sisters, where we are too busy, and because we're too busy, we can't only know that he's God, but we can't even hear God, because we got too many other things going on trying to make it happen for us. We'll even go as far as try to make something happen and say it's God, but it's really not God. Amen. We want a quick fix, but sometimes God will make you wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Yeah, that's strength. Listen, be still. That is literally what it means. Be still. Sit down somewhere with your business self. Stop trying to make your actions God actions. Stop trying to move forward and make it look sanctified when it ain't sanctified. Wait on the Lord and let the Lord be your guide. Many times we are trying to move forward. We are writing checks that God have not signed. We are trying to cash in on a word that God has not given. But he said, first of all, be still, and first of all, know that I am God. Listen, you got to first know that he is able. You got to know that he is Jehovah Jireh. You got to know that he is your peace. You got to know that he is whatever you need in that moment. Be still and know that he is God, that he has the rule, the super rule over everything in your life. And there ain't nothing that can come to you. Hear me good right here, unless he allows it. Did you not know Satan cannot ruffle you, cannot distract you. He cannot even come near you. He can't do nothing with you unless God allows it. I know I'm in the Bible. Yes, I am. Come here, Job. Job would say, yeah, Austin, I know you're right about it, because there was a day when I did everything I knew to do that was right in God's sight. I prayed for my family every morning. I prayed for my children when they would have get-togethers, just in case they were doing something they shouldn't have been done. I covered them in prayer. But one day, God had a meeting, and Satan showed up, and I was the subject. Nobody invited me to the meeting. God just made a decision about me that he did not discuss with me, and he let Satan in my property, in my business, in my family, without him even knocking at the door and me having a chance to say don't or even come in. God just said, I removed the head, Satan, so you can go and you can try Job, but I know that Job will not succumb to your tactics. He will not turn from me. Listen, can I help somebody right here? If God allows you to come to it, he's able to take you through it. My brothers and my sisters, trials and tribulations, they will come. Yes, they will come. Trials will come. Trouble will come. Things will come to rock your world. But when it comes to rock your world, and when you see that it's out of your hands, it ain't nothing you can do, be still and know the God that you serve. In order to know him, you got to be in him. Hear me good. You cannot have just an acquaintance or an affair with him. You got to know who he is. My brothers and my sisters, listen, I hear people all the time quote this scripture, all things work together for the good of them. They would say all things work together for good. No, finish that text, because that text does about belong to everybody. It is not a blanket order. All things work together for the good of them who love God and to the call according to his purpose. If you are not in God, if you are not with God, and God is not in you, amen, there are certain things that you can't claim in his word. And my brother and my sister, we're living in a time now where people are dishing out, amen, God's promises and his blessings, amen, to those, amen, who are not, don't fit amen, to the scriptures of what he's saying, because God requires something of us. And I say, my brothers, my sisters, I hate to say it like this, amen, but it's kind of irritating, it's sickening, amen, to those who are always trying to claim what God has, but don't want to live what God, how God wants them to live. My brother, my sister, I tell you, it comes a time when we just got to be still in this busy world. Be still, even in our churches, amen, to where those who are coming, they got a flagrant word, they got a big word, amen, but they ain't got no influence, amen. They got catchy phrases that are saying people, amen. They say things that people want to hear. Watch out now, because Paul did say they will heed the teachers having itching ears. Listen, you have got to try the Spirit by the Spirit, amen, and know that he is God. You can't jump at everything that comes your way. You better know it is God. Amen. Because while you're being still, know that Satan knows how to disguise himself. He knows how to come as an angel of light. But you got to know God well enough as a sheep to know his voice and a stranger you do not follow. Let me move on here as my time is growing late. Listen, he said, be still and know I am God. First of all, you got to get somewhere and be still. Learn how to wait on God. Learn how to concentrate, amen, and listen for his voice. Learn, practice, amen, that everything that's moving, amen, ain't your bus. Amen. You got to know when it's your time to move. And the only way you can do that is that you got to do what the psalm says, meditate in his law day and night so you can get acquainted, amen, and familiar with the voice of God. Amen. So you won't be moved by everything that looks like God. Then he said, I will be exalted among the heathen. My God, my God. Listen, God will be exalted. I tell you, you can try to downplay him all you want to. You can try to look at this world and ask the cynical question, where is God? If God, why God let all this happen? Everybody want to blame everything on God. Lord, the world is going to rot. God ain't doing nothing. No, woman, listen, there is a repercussion. There are consequences for wrongdoing. Amen. God is still God. The earth is still the Lord and the fools thereof. But many of the things that come back to us are coming from bad seeds that we have sown. My brothers, my sisters, we can't live reckless and treacherous, amen, and expect God to bless us. We can't live against the order and the mandate of God and expect God, amen, to rain blessings on our day. We cannot live according to our will, forsake God's will, and expect this world, amen, that say it was founded on God, but a nation who surely have forgotten God, amen. There will never be no peace, amen, in this world until Jesus is invited to the negotiation table, because he is the Prince of Peace. But he will be exalted. My brother, my sister, God knows how, amen, to put things in perspective. He knows how to make people that said they don't know him don't want to talk about him. He knows how to make them call on him. He will be exalted. You cannot hold down his name, amen, because it's by his name every knee shall bow. Every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord to the glory of God. God will be exalted among the heathen. There is not enough in the world to shut him down. Amen. God's word will forever stand. Amen. He told Peter, he said, upon the confession, Peter, that you made that I am the Christ, he said, upon that rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My brother, my sister, somebody need to hear him and tell hell it cannot win. Then he goes on to say, I'm feeling good now. He goes on to say, amen, that, listen, he says, I will be exalted, amen, among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Let me tell you something, my brother. I'm glad that with all these other gods, with everybody trying to lift up everything else, amen, it seems as if though, amen, everything is getting its just due. amen. Everybody, amen, can recognize what they want to recognize, but we want to put a boundary, amen, on where we can say Jesus. We don't want the Bible in certain places. We're taking prayer out of school, amen. And if you look around, amen, many have even taken prayer out the home. You don't just get up and get about your day, amen, and you don't think to pray until you get in trouble, amen. Listen, but prayer, amen, still works, and prayer is powerful. It is that communication that we have with the Lord called prayer. Yeah, amen. We got to, man, ought to always pray and not faint. Amen. The late wife of the late Billy Graham said, Ruth Graham Bell said, she said, when you get in trouble, she said, if prayer ain't the first thing you do, it ought to be the next thing you do. Prayer is powerful. My brothers, my sisters, God will be exalted, amen, in the earth. I'm glad that there are some people yet still around that knows, amen, that without the Lord, we can't do nothing. Then to know that, amen, without the Lord, this world cannot stand. Amen. To know that without God, amen, although in the midst of a chaotic world where everything is happening, when from the White House to your house, amen, it's good to know that we are still able to navigate through the day, and we leave home in the morning and we come back safe because the Lord is with us. And if nobody else don't exalt him, amen, if you are a child of God, you ought not be afraid to exalt the Lord. Amen. Wake me up in the morning at 3 o'clock. Amen. I tell you, God did it. Amen. Come to me to a doctor's appointment. I tell you, God did it. Amen. Come with me to the grocery store, and as I pay for my groceries, I tell you, God did it. Amen. Follow me to the gas station as I put gas in my car. I tell you, God did it. Amen. I tell you, amen, everything that happens to me in my life, amen, God did it. God allows it. Amen. But as he allows it, he also makes ways, amen, to take care of me, amen, in a time of trouble. Amen. I'm glad that I don't have to fight my own fight. I'm glad that I don't have to try to travel my own way. God is a refuge, a prison help in a time of trouble. And my brother, my sister, if you hear nothing that I say this morning, amen, listen, get somewhere and be still in your time of dilemma, trouble. Be still, amen, listen, and know, amen, know. The Hebrew writer said, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You got to know him in the part of your sins. You got to have not an acquaintance, not a religion, but you got to have a relationship. He is your prison help in a time of trouble. Be still. Whatever you're going through today, try this. As much, everything that is the emergency on your hand does not constitute an emergency on God. Just because you don't work it out in your haste, in your anticipation, in your worry, he knew it was happening before you even got there. But rest in God and know that if he lets you come to it, he'll take you through it. But sometime in your dilemma, God is trying to talk to you. He wants you to be still because it's something he got to tell you, something he want to say. Be still and know that he is God. Exalt him with all that you have. Don't be afraid to own him. Amen. Don't be afraid to confess him. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'd be ashamed of you for my Father's in heaven. Let people know when you come through what you're going through. Let them know God did it. While you're going through it, they wonder why you have a crumb under pressure. Tell them that the Lord is with me. And when you don't have the answers to what life offers you, be still and know that he is God. My time is up. God bless you. I hope I said something this morning to encourage somebody, amen, to be still. God is God. He's going to do what he does. My grandma was saying in my closing, he's the only man that can take all day long getting there and never be late. He He's still on time. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. This is Pastor Michael A. Austin. I bid you Godspeed. Until the next time, God bless.
You have been listening to Reverend Michael A. Austin of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1857 Flat Rock Church Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina, 27549. Be sure to join him every first and third Tuesday from 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on NFI Radio Gospel Network.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for.
You the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave on the NFI. coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
to anybody that becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. Do I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself? Let your voice win out.
Favorite gospel hit plays here.
And that's enough.
How many of y'all sure enough know that you got Jesus? And that's enough. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. It goes just like this. There's always somebody talking about me. Really, I don't mind. They try to stop and block my progress most of the time. The mean thing they say don't make me feel bad. I said he heard my plea, came to see about me. He's my all in all.
in here. I want everybody lift your hand like these young folks do. Lift your hand. And if you sure enough know you got Jesus, when I count to three, I just want you to jump up like these young folks doing and give God some praise. Y'all get ready. One, two, three, I got
Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. K
Castaway.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
We're online
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the
beat in the mix.
Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
I've got a blessing waiting for you. If you do all the things that he told be honest, faithful, kind-hearted, and true. God got a blessing waiting for you. God got a blessing just waiting for you. If you do all the things that he told you to, be honest, faithful, kind-hearted, and true. God got a blessing just wait. Let me say it again. God got a blessing just waiting for you. If you do all the things that he told you to, be honest, faithful, kind-hearted, and true. God got a blessing just waiting for you. God got a blessing waiting for you. If you do all the things that he told you to, be honest, faithful, kind-hearted, and true. God got a blessing just waiting. Y'all help me. Tell him God got a blessing. My Father got a blessing. My Father got a blessing. And it's waiting. Got a blessing. And it's waiting for you. Got a blessing. And now I wonder tonight. God, is there anybody else here tonight that knows God got a blessing?
Got a blessing.
And it's weighing on you.
Got a blessing.
It makes no difference.
Got a blessing.
What condition you think you are in tonight?
Got a blessing.
God has got a blessing.
Got a blessing.
He's got a blessing for you.
God.
You may be sick.
can't get well.
God bless.
But how many here remember that
God
woman
bless
that had an issue of blood?
God bless.
All the doctors said
God
there's no cancer.
Bless.
Said there's no way.
God bless.
There's no way you can be healed.
God bless.
But one day she met a man.
God
that already knew her condition.
God bless
him. He wanna bless you.
God bless
him. He wanna bless you tonight.
God bless him.
You may not have a medical condition,
God bless him,
but he wants to bless you tonight.
God bless him.
How many know he's money if
God
you wanna be money? He's a doctor if you want to be a doctor. How many know he's everything you want to be? Just let him.
God bless him.
Just let him bless you.
God bless him.
No matter what your problem
God
is,
bless him.
He want to bless you.
God bless him.
Well, let me.
God bless him.
Well, just let me go on and tell
God
him.
Bless
me.
God
bless me.
God
bless. Come on and bless
God
me.
Bless.
Whatever you need to move.
God bless.
Whatever you need to insert.
I never gave in.
I never gave in.
I came to
the faith.
Yeah.
Christians today, if they would admit it, they will tell you that Satan has stolen at least one thing or the other from me. You may even know of someone that used to come to church and sang their favorite song, but for some reason or another, they don't sing it anymore. I would suggest to you that Satan has come in and stolen away their song. You may know of someone that used to shout and dance all over the church. No longer do they shout and dance anymore. Well, I would suggest to you that Satan has come in, stolen away their shout, their dance, and maybe even their joy. But I want somebody that's under the sound of my voice here today, somebody that has experienced the thievery of Satan, I want you to know that I'm serving notice on the devil here today, that we're on our way down to his camp, and when we get down there, we're not coming back to take one or two things. We're not coming back to take some of the things, but I want Satan to know that when we get down there, we're coming back to take everything. from up. I'm taken back.
I'm taken back.
Everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taken back.
I'm taken back.
Everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
name,
my joy,
my peace. I'm taking back.
I'm taking back.
Everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back.
I'm taking back.
Everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back. Everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
name,
my joy,
and my peace. I'm taking back.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Look, one day old King David came home to his city called Ziklag. While he was gone, the enemy came in, stole everything that he had. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. He said, I'm going down to the enemy camp, taking back what's rightfully mine. David said,
I'm taking back everything.
I want to know something. Does anybody feel like David?
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
dance, my joy, and my peace. I'm taking back. Everything that the devil stole from me. Look at here. Now we all know that Satan only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I must admit, there have been times when he's taken away my joy. But I'm serving notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack. And I'm on my way down to his camp. And I'm taking my property back. Devil,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, so I can dance,
my
joy, so I can have some peace.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil help me sing. I'm taking it back.
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 Yes, I'm taking it back. But first, I'm gonna make me a list of everything that he stole from me. Then I'm gonna take a little trip down to the enemy's camp, and I wanna know something. Does anybody wanna go? Anybody wanna go with me down to the enemy's camp? I'm gonna walk right in. Back my peace.
I'm taking it back.
Give me back my money.
I'm taking it back.
Give me back my house.
I'm taking it back.
Give me back my spouse. You tried to take away my family. Now I got to have it back.
I'm taking it back.
Give me back my joy.
I'm taking it back.
For the joy of the Lord.
He
is my strength.
I'm taking it back.
Give me back my health.
I'm taking it back.
Give me back my wealth.
I'm taking
my credit so I can go
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.